The views and opinions expressed on the following program are not necessarily those of the staff and management of Salem Media of Hawaii.
Welcome to Generations Radio, where the focus is on our seniors and their families. We are here each Saturday afternoon from 5 until 6 p.m., bringing you resourceful information with our radio team of professionals in the field of aging. Stay with us for the next 1 hour as we explore different ways to make life more exciting and meaningful for our extraordinary seniors, right here on AM 690 The Answer. And now, here is our host and the publisher of Generations Magazine, Percy Ihara.
And welcome to Generations Radio. Aloha, and welcome to the show. If you're listening to us live, thank you very much on here on AM 690. As you know, Saturday is from 5 to 6, Sunday from 3 to 4. But where I'm seeing a lot of you listen to us is really on our website, generations808.com. And you can tune in and look at all our past shows. We've got a lot of great shows in the last few weeks we've had. So take a look at it, generations808.com. So anyway, I've been spending the last half hour, as we're getting ready to do the show, talking to our guest here, Ms. Carlene McKay. And welcome to the show, Carlene.
Thank you very much, Percy.
You can talk with more energy. I know you got a lot of energy. You know, I was asking Carlene earlier that is it okay to mention your age?
Absolutely.
And you are?
Almost 80. Well, I mean, 2 months.
Oh, 2 months. You'll be 80?
Yes.
Well, good for you. I'll tell you, I mean, I hope I have the energy that you have as when I reach 60, let alone 70 and 80 years old. So I congratulate you. And what makes you keep, you know, I actually bought this bracelet here because it's supposed to be vitality. I bought it in Vegas last week. My dad celebrated 90 last week and took most of our family to Vegas on his own dime. But what makes you keep going and your energy level?
Percy, I'll throw that right back to you. It's something purposeful to do, something to do with your life. Something to learn, always something to learn. And I think I'm in the most exciting field that I could find.
Well, excuse me, but not only exciting, but the future.
Yes.
So we have here Carlene McKay today. She calls herself the voice of the emergent workforce. That's cool. I mean, you got it. So I have your bio here, and I really want you to tell people what you do and your background in the mainland. And Carlene's been here for a year, 2 years now?
Well, probably close to four. I travel quite a bit, so I haven't.
Right. World travel. I didn't realize you're Swiss and Puerto Rican?
Swiss and Puerto Rican.
Wow.
Claro que sí. Soy de Puerto Rico.
Wow. Anyway, so yeah, your expansive background and all your teachings, give us a real good idea of your bio.
Well, very quickly, I worked in human resources like a lot of women did for many, many years. And then I was hired by the world's largest outplacement firm. And what I saw there, Percy, that got me interested in the future, I started seeing people who were in their 50s not finding another job.
Well, that's been going on for quite a while now,
that's
right?
That's right. And so that's when I started thinking about alternative careers, how to help people continue to work for pay, but let's not call it a job. So I started doing that probably, 2009, I can tell you, when I wrote my first book, which was Plan B for Boomers. And it was to show them other ways to make a living that mattered. And it's grown since then because the problem's grown since then. Well, it's not a problem. It's an opportunity, I should say.
It really is. I mean, yeah. That's how you stay positive because, you know, we want to move forward. And you're absolutely right. So many businesses don't want to hire the 50-plus market, let alone 60-plus market, right?
That's right. You know?
But you've spoken all around the nation, so give us a little bit of background so we really get the really good full breath of who Carlene McKay is.
Well, that's really, really nice of you. I've spoken for various organizations such as this one, but I also do other generations, and I'm particularly interested in intergenerational relationships. So I do quite a bit of work with the mentoring, the cross-mentoring between generations to keep people appreciating each other. If you want to name a few, certainly the University of California system quite a bit. Here in Hawaii, Chaminade is my passion. I'd like to do UH, but I haven't been invited as yet.
You will. We'll get you over there. We'll talk to Peggy Perkinson.
We'll talk to Peggy.
The Center on Aging director there.
That's a good idea. So I like them all. But what I've really gotten fixated on is that ageism is the last ism that we have to work with. And we need to think about how we get people interacting. So that's the bulk of my work. My most favorite thing to do so far here in Hawaii, I'm on the board of the Star of the Sea Early Learning Center. And watching these children at 6, 7, 8 years old learn to build robots and do different things, if they can do it, the 80-year-old can do it. And so now I'm getting excited about that cross-mentoring that young.
Well, how did you get into the Star of the Sea?
Somebody recommended me. Somebody from one of the Rotary clubs that you spoke at, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, I think the younger generation, and I love intergenerational programs. I wish we have more, but we will. We're working to do more of that, but I think it's really important that the younger generation, like my son, he's only 13. I said, you want to be a mailman, a police officer? You want to work at? He wants to work at the Apple Store. But does retail pay very well? We go on vacations. Do I have a nice car? Buy a house? What is it going to take to do that? And Hawaii, as you know, is a little more costly than the mainland. And it's really important for them to understand that we may work, find a job that you have passion for. But also, really, we are going to work past 60 and 70 years old, possibly.
Well, and furthermore, I think what's exciting for me, especially for me, is doing something different every few years. Taking a theme and then building upon the theme rather than doing the same job over and over and over again. So when I started out in outplacement, I was working mostly with executives. And then I started seeing how they were living up to their maximum in terms of savings and investments. And this is not here. So then when I came to Hawaii, what I saw was the oldest average lifetime in the nation is here. And if you look at us in a few years, we are going to have average lifetimes of between 90 and 100 years. We've got to get everybody ready.
That's true. I think, I don't know, what is Hawaii? Just national statistics, I think, what a national average for Hawaii, like what they say, like what, 84?
It's about 86? 83 and something.
Yeah, but I think that's wrong. I think
if you're Asian, it's older.
Yeah, but every year it goes up.
Oh, sure.
So I know I was reading some research recently that if you're 65 years old, you're taking minimal medication, like a little bit of high blood pressure and cholesterol, the chance of living in 90, like for women, is like 75% chance.
Yes, it is.
That's today.
That's today.
5 years from now, it's going to be probably 80% of women, 90% of women live to 90, and even farther, right?
Well, it's predicted that a baby born today will have average life expectancy of 100 years. And with the advances in medicine and so forth that are coming, technology, you name it, artificial intelligence, absolutely, I believe the 100-year average is doable, not necessarily in my lifetime, but certainly in my grandchildren's.
Well, you never know, Carlene. You got a lot of energy for 80 years old, I'll tell you. So anyway, we're here with Carlene McKay, the emergent workforce lady here. She's going to be writing for the magazine starting hopefully October, November issue.
Perfect.
Talking about the emerging markets, the opportunities for the 50-plus market. She'll be giving you some tips and steps on how to do that, because I talk to people every day, and just about every week, two or three of my friends are thinking about, what am I going to do next? Or they're tired of their job. And they're frustrated with the boss, the corporate level. I was talking to somebody just yesterday about they got bought by a big corporate company, and they got this. They have to do HR stuff once a week, and every morning for 15 minutes they have to do some basic corporate stuff, reading something. It's crazy, isn't it?
Well, you know, here's the beauty of it. I'm 80 and I work. I just don't call it a job. Because to me, that's only one way of working. And when we're talking about what I'm going to write for you, it's going to be all the new ways there are to work. And frankly, at any age.
Yeah. So Carlene's going to be, you'll check her out in October, November issue. We'll give out her email, phone number a little bit later on. But I your background is so fascinating. When I first, you contacted me, I believe, a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
And you're back in your books. And then you've done, how many written books have you written?
I think there are 12.
12. On your bio sheet here, which you'll put on our website, you have 5 books. Really quickly, for today's market in Hawaii, you've been here nearly 4 years. What does a local, let's say 60-year-old, which book would be the best one for them to take a look at?
The one that's not on there, the one that I'm going to be sending to you, The New Ways to Work, because I used all local experts.
The New Ways to Work.
Yeah. I used local experts for that reason, because you can read an expert from New York.
Right.
And it doesn't have much relevance to people here. But I went and interviewed them. Percy, it was the most fun I've had in the last year.
Yeah.
And I interviewed everybody from the entrepreneurial students at Chaminade, the Hogan Program, to Reg Baker, the Small Business Administration, to people who have done remarkable things in their older years. And it's just excited me beyond belief. So I'm happy. I'm going to give this to you. This is not a fee. This is for free.
And because it's free to me, we're actually going to open it up to all our readers and on our website. So you can download it to be a PDF. You have to go onto a computer, download it, and put it onto your own computer or print it out. But I thank you very much. But it's something that we try to tell everybody. We're going to feature one of your books in every issue, hopefully. But we want to get the local crowd going. We have to get the people to start realizing there's really a lot more to life, isn't there?
There's so much to do. The beauty of it all, Percy, is it's not as hard as you think if you just get out of the mindset that we had for so many years, which was job. Stop thinking I have to find another job like the one I left and that I didn't like to begin with. We really need to say what's in your heart and what does the market need? Well, you know that in your field, for example, in gerontology, you can name it. It's needed. We need Medicare, Medi-Cal. We need all of the experts we can get. The nursing shortage here is going to be crazy. You know this, so I'm kind of talking to the king of knowledge here. But I think people have to start recognizing it because the bottom line truth is we're not preparing for the future. We're still preparing for the past.
Yeah. 60% of all nurses in Hawaii are over 60.
Yes.
10 to 15% are over 50. So in 15 years, 70 to 75% of all the nurses in the state of Hawaii will be gone. I know the universities are pumping out, 100, 200 nurses a year, maybe.
Yes.
And I tell everybody when I talked about somebody's child going to college, I said healthcare, specifically nurses, pays pretty well. And I think anything healthcare is the future in Hawaii. We lead the country in healthcare. Our MedQuest program, health insurance for Medicaid client qualified patients, is great. I mean, we led the country when it first came to providing health insurance for workers.
Yes.
And I think it's going forward. We really need to take that to heart. And so that's why I love what you do. So I want to talk about really, we talked about earlier, the stigma about ageism. And, you know, I want to retire at some point. But one of my favorite jobs I would love to be is like a Walmart or a Costco or a Sam's Club greeter. I think that looks like so much fun. And most of the people that do that job are a lot of fun.
Yes.
That's the perfect job, isn't it, for a retiree?
Well, first of all, I'm going to start with saying there are a few words that I'd like to take out of our vocabulary. One is the word retirement.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you don't take a pension if you happen to have one. Stop thinking that way. We're not retiring. We're just a different stage of life doing different things. So I don't like that word. I don't like the word job because it's so limiting. It says, okay, what can I get? When you say you want to be a greeter at Walmart, there are all sorts of reasons behind that for the right people. Sometimes it's social. I want to be somewhere where I'm interacting with people. I can see that being a driver for you. But there are so many ways. Let me give you one. May I give you one? The most exciting, I have a very dear friend who is 86, and he was formerly he worked for the Oregon Department of Forestry. I can't remember what his position was, but he was a forester. And he retired, came here, and said, I'm bored, and I need some money. Not a lot, but I need some. So he has come up with an internet marketing idea. We call it affiliate marketing. So, for example, you know what that is, right? Maybe the listener doesn't. There is enough work there to keep him as busy as he chooses to be, contrasted with I have to do 40 hours here or 5 hours there. He has a wife who needs a great deal of care, so he can work at his own hours. But affiliate marketing, look it up. It's an interesting field, and it's not a question of age. So I think that that's one of the things that you'll see in the book is some of these new ideas that nobody else is doing. I work what I call a portfolio. Do you know what that is?
Explain to me. No.
Okay, well, a portfolio, when you think of it, if you had stock, you'd think of something for the future, something for immediate cash, and maybe something for something else. When you think of a portfolio, I think of it that way. What do I want to do? What does the market need? And can I do two or three things so I stay excited? perfect example of that. It started with boomers. My first business was called Ageless in America.
Ageless
out of Sleepless in Seattle days, if you remember that movie.
Yes.
And so I focused on the boomers because I was one. And then I got bored. So I said, well, how about focusing on this group or this generation? And the more I did, the more I saw there was to do. And it kept me alive and excited. I spent a lot of time on research, but most of my time is spent in trying to help others. I mean, it really is. Do I get paid? Some. Do I get paid enough to live on? Not if I hadn't saved. But I have enough to have extras on because of it.
Well, you're so active. So back to my original question is that so many people are not looking at the workforce for people over 50 or even 60 years old. They want the young kids, but young kids don't want to work hard. They want to get paid more, and they don't want the job to be hard. So I love when I see an older person working at McDonald's or Burger King or Jack in the Box or working at the library or, like I said, working at Walmart. Recently, I saw somebody working at Best Buy, and he got to be 65, 7 years old, but he knew a lot.
Sure.
So why do not more companies don't hire these older people?
Because that's a last ism. It's a thing that all of us have to work toward, seeing things differently as we live longer. One thing that's going to change for sure, I promise you, the kids aren't going to like supporting us for very much longer. So
our kids won't support us?
They won't like it. Because here's what's happening with the kids. My kids, who are 50, have kids in college with big college costs. Do they need grandma as well? But we're often trying to do both, take care of the ones coming up and the ones going out.
Sandwich generation.
So we all have to pull together on this. And you're doing this with Generations Magazine and your other activities. But I'll promise you one thing, in Hawaii, for sure, if we don't do something about this, we're going to be nothing but a socialized welfare state because there's no way we can keep up without subsidy.
Well, you better start talking to governor. Go to the governor's debate because it's something that they talk about
our
kapuna and they talk about they support them. What drives me crazy when you see a governor or a councilman saying, I'm going to protect Medicare and Social Security. What are they going to do on a national level? They can't do anything. Nothing.
Nothing.
So when they say that, it's all just words. But anyway, they mean well. But
I'm not sure they even mean well. I think this is all about, I'm very jaded about getting things done that need to be done. There's a lot that can be done that are sort of important. But this is critical. This is crisis now, Percy. We've got to get to the point where we start looking at staying active and involved for much longer and later in life.
Yeah. So we're here with Carly McKay, the voice of the emergent workforce. So how do younger people, can a younger people, like through your intergenerational programs, how can a younger people benefit from an older or retired, I know you don't like the word retired, worker that can maybe give them some ideas about the future, what kind of job is good for them?
Well, everybody has knowledge, and the idea of the cross-mentoring that I like to be involved with is I learn something I don't know from kids that are learning today, but they learn things that I know that they can't know either. And one of the things they learned is respect, so that we can work together and learn from each other as contrasted to a specific item.
Well, yeah, they respect him in their own way. I think, if that's a good way to put it, because even though they know you're older, they know you know more than them. We don't really care. It's the me generation.
Well, I frankly don't agree with that in general, although I know that's a popular opinion and that there is data that supports that opinion. But I want to fight it because it's a different time. So when I work with the students, say at Hogan program, the entrepreneurial
at Chaminade.
I don't feel that at all. I feel that we both benefit tremendously. And the only thing that still is kind of a hangover from the past is they always are astonished and saying, you're how old? And so then we always talk about that. And I say, let's talk about old. What's old to you? And for a kid in school, old is 35 or 40. I mean, it just is.
No, that's a great way to put that. I think it's important because I'm 58, and my dad retired at 51.
Mm-hmm.
He's been retired. He worked for 31 years, and he's been retired 39 years.
Oh, is he bored?
No, he plays tennis three times a week. They do volunteer work. They play. They're master.
So he is working.
Master bridge player.
He's working.
Yeah, to a certain extent.
Well,
if you want to call that work,
If
you want to call that work,
I do.
You know, but they're very active. They go to Vegas six times a year, it's just something that I have to call them up ahead of time to find out if they're free to go dinner or lunch.
But your mother is alive as well.
My mother's alive, 87, and she's very active, even though she's a scooter. And it's something I think that they never think about their age.
I think what I'm seeing with my friends in particular, Percy, and certainly I know mostly 80-year-olds from the days of working in Silicon Valley and so forth, they seem to do extremely well as long as both are alive.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden that solo role isn't.
Well, that's one of the things that we're probably going to have to write an article about going forward, because statistically the numbers are scary when it comes to how many pass away within a year.
Yeah.
I've seen recently people pass away on the same day.
Yeah.
It's something
that's
I think,
gift, by the way.
Yeah, and that it really is. But
yeah.
We really want to get people to understand, you know, we have three lives, myself life, your life, and our life together. And as you get older, we really need to understand that. And the family needs to come in and support the remaining spouse. But I think we want to talk more about, so in the second half, I know I want to talk more about the future of work.
Okay.
We want to talk about new ways to work.
Great.
And give you some ideas. And you have a big thing here. Are you ready to
Are you ready?
Work? Yeah. It's something that I think is important. So for you guys listening out there, Carly McKay will be writing about the emergent workforce and give you some tips in every issue of Generations Magazine going forward. So I thank you very much. Don't forget now, we have all our information on our website, generations808.com. Go to our Facebook page, GenMag808. Or you can go check out a radio show and TV show. But the TV show, Carly, we got to get you on TV so you can give that straight, I would say proposal, but speech to that emerging worker that, hey, life's going to continue. Life has to continue for a lot of people. Like you said, the conference that AARP did recently, a lot of people there know they have to work. Isn't that so true?
That's true. But they're still looking at work in the way they used to. So many of them. Is it time for us to be quiet for a minute or two?
I'm sorry?
Is it time for us to be quiet for a minute or two?
Give me one tip. Just to give the audience a little tease before we go to a break.
One tip. Oh, my gosh. I've got to think about that. Sorry. I'm going to give you several tips.
Okay, give me several tips. Right. Give me several tips. Just to give a little tease.
The number one tip is, if you aren't looking at the future differently than you looked at the past, you're not living in the future, you're living in the past. If you're not looking at the future from what the market needs, you're living in the past, which used to say, do what you believe in, your passion. Forget your passion. You got to combine what the market needs with what you like to do, and it becomes a passion. So every 3 years, I look at this really deep. Well, 3 years is an exaggeration. Every 16 months is more like it. But I'm constantly looking at what's next in order to continue to adjust. So the big tip is, when I was young, children learned. Middle men worked and the old died young. And now we all have to continue to learn and get ready for a future as unlike the past.
As, yeah.
You know, the drone is to the pineapple field. What can I tell you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, I love that feeling, because one of my favorite saying is the past never equals the future.
That's right.
And I, too, always are looking at the future. As you know, as publisher, producer of the TV show, host of the radio show here, we're always looking at down the road. So I love your mentality. I love your energetic personality. So we're going to take a short break, guys, and we're gonna come back with, like I said, Carly McKay, the voice of the emergent workforce. We're going to talk about the future of work, new ways to work, and if are you ready to go to work?
So that's it.
Appreciate it, Carly. We'll take a short break, and we'll be right back.
Did you know residential care homes offer a family-oriented atmosphere? At Caregivers Heart Hawaii, our kupuna become part of the family. The smaller environment allows for more personal attention. For example, there's no waiting to go to the bathroom compared to other long-term care options. The patient-to-caregiver ratio is smaller and help is faster. Over time, residential care homes are less expensive compared to other long-term care options. Our caregivers are experienced and enjoy what they do, and all homes are ADA approved. Don't feel stressed and overwhelmed, or try to do this alone. Aloha, I am Ku'unani Demonte with Caregivers Heart Hawaii. Let us help you with all your care home placement needs. Caregivers Heart Hawaii has knowledge and experience. For a free consultation and to learn more about us, go to caregivershearthawaii.com, where treating kupuna like family is our business.
When you feel like Vegas, there's just one place to stay.
Let your party
at the Cow. Grab a drink at the Holo Holo Bar. There's just one place to play.
Let your party at the Cow.
We got a fresh hot look, a new sports book. We got those local meals, just like Auntie Cook's. Aloha spoken here.
Let your party at the Cow.
Check out the Cow's new renovated look and see why the Cow is Hawaii's favorite place in Vegas to stay and play.
Moon Physical Therapy is here to help you back to recovery. Moon Physical Therapy is located on Ward Avenue across from Sports Authority. Physician prescribed for motor vehicle accidents, workman's comp, or that body pain that comes from rushing to play without warming up. Also, event cardiopulmonary rehabilitation with our one-on-one patient care. Moon's Aquatherapy heated endless pool allows for low-impact exercise with less pain on land. We will give you the right exercises to get you back to health. Ask your doctor to prescribe Moon Physical Therapy. Moon Physical Therapy. We achieve results.
If you're new to Medicare, we can help you work your way through all the questions, the details, and the headaches. Generations TV has gathered experts in the field to help you find the answers. This is Navigating Medicare.
A very important period is coming up, what we call AEP, Annual Election Period, from October 15 to December 7.
The annual election period is when you can change from one plan to another. The plans change. The benefits, coverage, and premiums may be different. So know what you should have. What are your current health needs, your budget, and priorities? You need to make sure the medications you are currently taking are covered and that your doctor is in the network you're looking at.
Like we mentioned before, all plans are different. There's no one plan that's good for everybody. Everybody got different wants and needs. Call us and we can help you.
Helping you work your way through the confusion, Navigating Medicare. Brought to you today by Financial Benefits Insurance, serving the entire state of Hawaii from the corner of Pi'ikoi and Kapi'olani in Honolulu.
Got Vegas on your mind? Get Vacations Hawaii on the line. Vacations Hawaii offers weekly 4 and 5 night Honolulu to Vegas packages, which include 3 meals daily from $6.99. Stay at Hawaii's favorite casinos, California, Fremont, Main Street Station, and Orleans Hotel. Vacations Hawaii will get you there in comfort on deluxe wide-body 767 planes with complimentary in-flight hot meal service. Vacations Hawaii's frequent flyer program gives you future travel discounts and credits. So if you're ready to win big, call Vacations Hawaii at 591-4777 or visit pointvacationshawaii.com.
Hi, I'm Margaret Wong with the Copeland Insurance Group. Let us be your Medicare resource throughout the year. We have agents throughout the islands to be of assistance to you. So if you have Medicare questions, we have the answers. Call us at 808-591-4877. Again, 808-591-4877. 591-4877. Thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Today, more than ever, we local people are living longer than any other state in the union, with more seniors, baby boomers, and caregivers. Generations Radio promotes the importance to be proactive as we all age. The radio team will focus on issues facing our seniors and their families, finding resources to navigate healthy aging along with financial, legal, and caregiving information. So join Percy E. Hauer from 5 until 6 each Saturday, right here on AM 690, The Answer.
packages from $6.99. Vacations Hawaii, your favorite connection to Vegas.
Focusing on the issues facing our seniors and their families today. Here's our Generations Radio host, Percy Ihara.
Okay, and welcome back to Generations Radio. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, if you're tuning in live, great. Like I said, if you're tuned in via our website, generations808.com, look at all our past shows. It takes about 2 weeks before we get it up on our website, but it's linked to our YouTube channel. You can go to our YouTube channel, subscribe as well under Generations Magazine. We have a lot of great shows. I'm telling you, I'm learning a wealth of knowledge every week here, and that's one thing that I think you can do, and that's what we do, And our TV show is great. Thanks to all the guests. So we did 13 shows in 2018. Coming up, October, you'll see 13 new shows for 2019. So we're putting it together right now. Thanks to Ron Darby, our producer for our Generation TV on Oceanic Cable, channel 16 now. It's not channel 12 anymore. But all the shows are on our website. Generation808.com. Click on the middle tab there. You see, and you'll see all the descriptions of all the shows. So if you have stories, you have super seniors, programs, events, send it over to us to Percy@generations808.com or go to our website and you can contact me through there. You can always call me at any time, 234-3117. And coming up, our biggest event of the year, our 12th annual Aging in Place Workshop, August 18th, Saturday, from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Alamon Hotel. We are going to get a couple 3,000 people there. So come early or come in the afternoon after 12 o'clock. Because then you're going to have, actually after 11:30, sorry. Because that's the afternoon sessions are a little not as crowded. So that's the best time to come. I would recommend you bring a friend or siblings or your children to help you gather up information. We're going to have about 60 exhibitors there, but we have 22 workshops going on through the whole day because we have six rooms going on at one time. And so it's very hard to cover six workshops at one time. So bring a friend and gather up information. All our speakers are experts in the field, and they will all have handouts for you to take home if you missed the workshop. So you'll be able to contact them later. That's one of the key things with being a resource magazine. We provide experts in the field. So August 18th, Saturday, 8:30 to 2:30 at the Alamon Hotel. Give me a call if you have more questions. You can go to our website. It has the list of all the workshops. If not, look for the June-July issue featuring Gaylen Naramatsu and Auntie Dottie Kroll about the school pride. I love those people, and I've known them for many years, and it's a great story, and I hope you support your school as well. But anyway, we're here back with Carlene McKay, our emergent workforce expert here. So, Carlene, have you had some time to think about tips? We want to cover some of this, really get down to the nitty-gritty and the guts of what you do. So give me an idea when you say your programs or your presentation will be, what's the future of work?
Well, that's the most important presentation we do because it's to enlighten people as to what's coming. And I always try to target it to the specific audience. So when I speak to the university students, I know what fields they're graduating in. Then I will talk about, for example, banking. What's the future of banking? Do we really need a bank on the corner? Is that where your money is?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Certain things, yes and no.
That's right. Certain things, yes and no. Do we need to flip hamburgers or can the robots do it?
Well, some places are doing that.
That's right. And when the minimum wage goes up to $15 an hour, more places will be doing that. So what I want to do with the future of work is to tell them briefly what's coming in the more or less immediate future, the next 3 to 5 years, not trying to look out 25 years. Mm-hmm. Enough to say, if you aren't paying attention to the future, you won't play, as in work. So I usually try to target, if the audience happens to be older people and they're 50 older, then we talk very much about what are the strategies for aging when you're trying to get work. And I did something really kind of interesting, Percy, I've been wanting to tell you about. I developed a set of myth cards, M-Y-T-H, myth cards. 52 of them, like a regular card deck. And the biases and myths about older workers are on the front page, on the front of the card. And on the back is the data. And I used to use that with recruiters to teach them the myths and biases they were living with. And what was great about it, you take 52 cards. Is this too long? Do you want me to go on?
No, go ahead. It's fast. I had those cards, by the way.
Do you?
I don't remember if you gave it to me.
Okay. So you take the 52 cards and you prioritize. And so the recruiter that you're working with might pick these five. And that's the conversation. That's what you talk about then, not the other 40 or 45 or 48 cards. It's, let's see what your problem is with it. And the biggest myth, the biggest myth by far, is that somehow or other, you just don't keep up anymore. And so...
You mean the older worker?
The older worker, yeah. And so let's use real data to point out and teach recruiters and hiring managers. The other big problem that's not a myth, if I can get somebody to work for me for $35,000 a year, why would I pay $60,000? And that's a legitimate thing to deal with. So we teach the workers to make their case. In other words, why am I worth more than Johnny over here? Or can I work in a flexible way? Do you really need me 5 days a week? Or how about three? And if I get the same amount of work done, measure the outcome, not the time. And it's amazing how much work I get when I do that. Why? Because they don't see me as having to have insurance through them, frankly.
Well, yeah, I was talking to my friend that does HR. He actually is a recruiter. And I said, why don't they hire more older workers? They don't need insurance. And he told me that HR is required by law to offer insurance.
If you have them full time or
well,
at
more
a
than 20 hours.
20 hours, yeah.
You know, and so I said, get it. But then, so can older workers that are retired or whatever, they're not working right now, can they say, hey, hire me because I don't need insurance?
Don't want? Of course you can. Huh. Of course you can say. Well, here's another thing you can say and do that I did. And I'm so grateful that they accepted it so readily. I knew that in this very large outplacement firm, things were looking a little iffy in our particular location. We had fewer clients, that kind of thing. So I went to the EVP, who was my boss, and said, how would you feel about a phased retirement? Phased retirement.
Phased retirement, okay.
Instead of my working 5 days a week, we can save a little money for the company and prepare me for the next stage of my life. I'll go to 4 days. And at the end of the year, how about three? They said yes so fast it would have made your head spin. I can promise you, because I was higher paid than most, and the fact was the next generation was coming along, and I was able to leverage what I wanted with something they needed. And that's the way we teach people, is to look at your unique situation. What do you have that they want? What do they have that you want?
Yeah, but sometimes you're not the manager. You don't control your future. And so the manager, you have to kind of like plant that seed with your up corporate person or manager to let them know what you're thinking?
Yes, of course.
It's interesting. I think it's really important that recruiters, HR people understand that it's one of the biggest resources they're not looking at.
Absolutely.
They're not looking at all. And it's unfortunate that they don't see that. And I think one of the major reasons why, all the recruiter HR people are younger people.
Are very young. But that's part of why I like this cross-mentoring so much. We have to teach each other because they don't know. Listen, let's go to a more obvious case. You've been watching how women have been standing up lately and saying,
yes,
I'm only paid,
great,
2/3 of what men are paid? That's the truth.
It is.
That's an actual statistic. Why? I can tell you why, but I wonder
tell
what you think. Well, I'll tell you what I studied.
Okay.
And the fact is that in the generation before you, the man worked, the mother stayed at home. So when mom came back into the workforce, they were already positioned at the top.
Management positions.
They were in the management positions. And then it takes a while to adjust to these changes. There's an old saying about change that I love, Percy. Somebody said, well, how come you're so good at change? I said, because I was always willing to go first. Meaning, when we say to you, hey, come on, you got to change? Then you say, no, you go first, then I'll change. I always said, I'll go first. Why? It's how I'm wired.
Me too.
You are. I can see it. Yeah.
It's really important that people understand change. What you want and what you get are two different things.
That's right.
And going forward, I mean, If you told me, Percy, 10 years from now, you're going to be a publisher, I would say you're crazy. It just kind of fell in my lap. I was looking for a way to help people.
Yeah.
And my mortgage business has helped people, specifically with my reverse mortgage business. But when it comes to the magazine, I always had a vision trying to find ways to help people. So as we change the name from Senior Life to Hawaii's Resource for Life, we needed to find experts. That's why I have someone like you. That's how I learn about all this industry, by hiring people that are smarter than me and people that know more about this field than me. And it's something I think that's what you bring. Real quick now, I did some research on you and I found your website. Let's see, it's called, if you want to get a hold of Carlene McKay here, it's newworkforcehawaii.com.
Correct.
Is this new?
Yes.
I don't think I've seen this before.
You haven't seen it before because I'm not actually launching it till October 1st. But I have created it. Because I want to use it. In the meantime, I also give out my home email if people want to write to me at home. It's Carlene McKay, hi, Hawaii, but just hi. And it's...
.com or...
Gmail.
Gmail at Carlene McKay, M-A-C-K-A-Y,
hi.
M-A-C, that's right.
Yeah, all one word, Carlene, C-A-R-L-E-E-N, McKay, M-A-C-K-A-Y, hi, H-I. At gmail.com. So I'm not launching the website. I've got it designed and up, but I'm not ready to be interactive on it yet.
Okay. Well, you have some really good information here. So the second one we want to talk about here that you have here, new ways to work.
Yes.
Tell me, because I think people need to really think hard and for their passion, but also, you know, you don't need a full-time job, but you want a part-time job. And I tell people, unless you try it, you really don't know whether you're going to like it or not.
Well, taking another step from that, like my 86-year-old friend who does the internet marketing, he loves research, loves it. But the market is hot for affiliate, they call it affiliate marketing. In other words, you want somebody to market generations other than you. You got people calling, texting, doing all sorts of things to make your name very well known. That is a big emerging field for the much older, typically, who really are pretty housebound. The portfolio that I mentioned to you, where you do some of this, some of that, and the other thing. One of the things that's beautiful about portfolio, Percy, is that one of those things can be volunteer work. You can say, yes, I'm here to do good, and yes, I need a few dollars now and again, and yes, I want to learn. Those are three things. Part of a learning portfolio, learning, making money, doing good. How's that? Learning, making money, doing good. The other ones that I like in particular, one I used extensively. You asked, okay, how long have you been here? And you're just getting to really know a lot of the people. Yes, that's true. Because how I started was bargaining and bartering. And there's a big chapter on bargaining and bartering. Most people think of that like garage sales. Mm-hmm. You take sure. This, I'll take that, we'll switch. By the way, which is the fastest growing independent business there is, because as people get older and they downsize, exchanging products
yep.
lends itself very much to exchanging services. So when people get to know you and they see that you are who you say you are, that you do have that expertise, all of a sudden the picture widens and you get introduced to somebody else who may want to have you do something for them. So when I wrote the New Ways to Work book, I brought Phyllis Horner into it. Do you know Phyllis?
That name sounds familiar.
Yeah, she is without a doubt the best career coach for mid and late career I know here. Doesn't mean there aren't others, but she's the one I know. So I said, Phyllis, you want to do this with me? And she said, well, you can write the book. I said, no, we have to write it. It has to be something in it for both of us. And she uses it now in her coaching practice to help older workers look at alternatives to jobs. And it's fabulous. Reg Baker is another example. Small business. The fastest growing buyers of small businesses are over 50.
Buyers of businesses.
Of small or starting startups for small businesses. Why?
Why?
Okay, I'll tell you.
You're the expert.
Yeah. A lot of people, when they start a small business, I don't mean the little store on the corner necessarily, But they do it like they buy franchises so that they can pass it on to their children.
Actually, I know two people that just did it in the last year.
That's right.
I was surprised.
So they stay in it for 3 to 5 years, and then Johnny's got it or whoever.
If the kids want it.
Well, there's always that.
Yeah.
But it's like when you look at my son, who we've talked about a bit because...
Yeah, you mentioned his name.
Well, his name is Stephen Boyle, Stephen Boyle Design, and he is the leading event designer, in my opinion.
I confirmed that.
I'm a mom.
I confirmed that. I talked to several people in the hotel industry.
He does the most amazing large-scale work you can imagine. Well, my granddaughter is coming to UH as a Scheidler student.
Oh, wow.
In August. And the reason she's coming here is...
She'll be living with you?
No, she'll be living in the dorm.
The dorms.
They require it. But the reason she's interested is that since she was about 12 years old, she wanted to work with her uncle. Nobody pushed it. But she comes out and she works in the summer with him.
Wow.
And so she's going to Scheidler and she's going to major in international business. So she keeps her options open, right?
Sure.
But the fact is, he's got a thriving business. Why wouldn't you look at it?
And he might retire someday.
Well, of course he will. He's already, my kids are in their very late 50s. So let's put it in perspective. But I'm excited and thrilled. Everybody that I know in my family is island-centric. And those of us who grew up in Puerto Rico, it is Hawaii. It was. It isn't any longer, I'm sorry to say. They're really struggling. But the feeling of the beach near you, and we sit on our lanai and look at the ocean, you can't beat it. Swimming every day that you feel like it, all of that is part of life here. Now bring a lot of money.
Well, come on. I was in Vegas last week, and every driver, I use Uber and hotel workers, say, oh, where are you from? Hawaii. Oh, it must be very expensive. I said, well, it's all relative. Does everybody buy a Mercedes? No. Does anybody buy a Toyota? No.
But
a lot of them do.
It is expensive.
But you get a Mercedes with a Toyota price, and you get a Toyota for a Mercedes price? No. So if you want a better quality of life, this is where you come.
Well, that's how I viewed it. And frankly, when I was leaving my home in California, which I've rented, not sold, you talk about what do people do with later life, because the prices are going up like crazy there.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'll tell you a side story that where I did the dumb thing and how I learned.
Okay.
In 1958, I bought a house for $27,500 in Silicon Valley. It just sold, you can look it up, for $2.9 million.
Well, Silicon Valley.
But think if I'd kept that.
Well, hindsight is 20/20.
Well, yeah. Well, then I learned from that. And so this last one I've kept. It's not going to have that big an appreciation. But the fact is I get monthly income from it. Yeah. That's a way of earning.
That's another way. Yes.
Yeah. And you hire a property manager. You can't be getting on a plane every Tuesday to go see what's going on with your house. So property management is another big area for older people because it's really about paying attention to somebody else's property as though it were your own. There are, personally, we could do this for 5 hours and come up with something new every 10 minutes.
Okay, so back to my original, I have a lot of people, friends of mine, and they all own companies. And I said, why don't you hire older persons? So give us 5 reasons why we should hire an older person.
Well, I think that ageism has gotten silly, that in fact they are now struggling to find people that will stay with them, work hard, do the things that they're supposed to. But how I suggest to them often in hiring the older person is, look, everybody's on a trial period, everyone. And if you run a company correctly, you run it that way. But more and more people are now seeing the advantages. But it's slow. Percy, that's why we need everyone.
Yeah.
There's so much bias that's all a hangover.
I have friends that complain about the millennials, and I hate to bash on millennials, even the Gen X and Gen Y. The older person comes on time. They know they have to come on time. It's not a matter of, oh, I got to watch this show or the news or I got to do my hair or it's okay to be late. It's not okay to be late. What else? They are respectful. They're honest. They don't need medical insurance. I hate to tell you people that. There shouldn't be a reason why they hire you. But they're there long term. Whether, and what do you mean long term? 3 to 5 years, possibly, maybe longer.
That's as long as anyone stays today, anyway.
But a millennial, I think, is what, 2, 8, what do you say, 16 months, 18 months?
I don't know. It depends on who you believe, I think, more than anything. The average in the overall U.S. is about 3.3 years.
And most of the people are not loyal.
Oh, that's because we had loyalty to the company. And remember, when you build relationships, Percy, that you know over time, the loyalty is part of that. When I simply come in and say, can I do this task for you? If I do the project, do it well, do it on time, get paid, it's adios, right?
Yeah.
Are they wanting us to stop? We talk so much when we're together, you and I, Percy.
Well, you think fast like I do. Okay, give us a couple tips. We got a few minutes left. Give us a few tips that you can help that worker that's retired, somebody that wants to go back to work. Give them these two tips.
Well, the first tip that I have is come learn whether you're ready to work. And that's a presentation we do that we can do with you, Percy. Because you've got to think, there's an old saying, how can I put this in the simplest way? We don't see the world as it is. We see the world as we are. And that particular presentation helps people to see the world as it is. So when I talk with people who've lived in one place for many, many years and done one thing, that's how they see the world. But when you do the future of work and show them what's coming and how exciting it is, are there threats? Sure. But there are more opportunities than threats. And when they start seeing this, it's what I call is the inspiring presentation. It's inspirational.
Yeah, good. So don't forget, Carly McKay, our workforce expert here, on emerging markets and emerging workforce development. We'll be writing for the magazine come October, November issue, and she'll give tips and do stories in the magazine on a regular basis. So thank you very much, Carlene. You're actually, you know, inspiring to me at 80 years old, still working hard and still engaging, and you can talk about just about anything, can't you? I mean,
well, it's just fun still.
It really is,
yeah.
You know. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Don't forget our 12th annual Aging in Place workshop, Saturday, August 18th from 8:30 to 2:30 at the Alamon Hotel. We have 6 rooms going on at one time. So take a look at our schedule. You can go online or pick up the Generations magazine with Auntie Dottie and Gina Naramatsu on the cover. But I did want to thank our sponsors because we couldn't do without them. Everything we do is normally free to the public. So it's August 18th, 8:30 to 2:30. It's a Saturday. Thanks to Jackie Bolin and ARP for doing their own big room there. Attention Plus Care, Eileen Phillips. FBI, Financial Business, Financial Benefits Insurance. Travis and Ed Motosui. Cassandra Stewart at MedData. I'm one of the sponsors. Declutter Hawaii and the Ihara team. Danny Ihara, my brother, and Cynthia Arnold. Naho'o Kelly, Financial Advisory Team. Michael Yee. The Law Office of Stephen Yim. Xanthosin, that's a cool one. If you have any inflammation, Xanthosin is the thing to take, and it's a number one product sold nationwide at GNC. Within 9 months, became a number one product sold at GNC nationwide. And lastly, Margaret Wong from Copeland Insurance. So thank you very much, everybody. Don't forget GenMag 808 on our Facebook page, Generation 808, our website, and check out all our past issues. And again, Carlene, thank you very much. We'll have to have you back on.
Thank you, Percy.
Thank you, everybody. Time's up here. Have a great weekend. As always, aloha and live well.